100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. It is Friday, thank God.
Right.
And we love featuring local artists on Fridays. So we just did our pick three, like, about 20 minutes ago, and we featured Chase Tyler's new song, Garth Kinda Night, and he's actually with us right now. How's it going, Chase?
What's up, ladies? Thank y'all for having me.
So glad you could come in.
We have a lot to talk about with you.
I know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's good or bad.
No. Most of it's good.
I'm like, where do we start?
Most of it is good.
That's a start. You got to start somewhere.
So let's start off with your single.
Right.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. So, when I first started singing music and playing and performing, Garth Brooks was the top of the game.
He still is.
No, he is. He absolutely is. So, of course, I grew up with all kinds of music, but for me, I remember sitting in a chair watching his show live when he played in New York, and there was a million people there, and I remember that being a turning point for me, being like, I want to do that. What he does was amazing, and I want to do that, and that was, like, literally one of the first times I remember wanting to be a musician. I love the show and the lights and the whole nine yards. So this song kind of came about. My wife Lindsay we were talking about Garth Brooks songs, and she was like, he has so many song titles you could make a song out of.
Yes.
So I sat down with my drummer and we literally, in about an hour, we wrote this song, and I'm very pleased with it.
Awesome.
Yes.
I didn't realize that you wrote the song.
I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I came to him and I had the idea and I'm like, here's the chorus. I want it to go like this. And literally within an hour, he and I put it together and we're excited to release it to everybody now.
It's funny that you're such a Garth Brooks fan, just because, like, you kind of, in a sense, remind me of him, because y'all both
the
just...
earrings, right?
No!
Right, I get the cowboy hat, the big belt buckle, the tight jeans. I know, we're
super
exactly
cowboy, like, no. But I'm just saying, y'all just both put on such a production when y'all perform. And so...
I've always been that way. I enjoy moving, and I enjoy the energy and the feeding off the crowd, and I think it's probably a lot of that comes from him.
Right.
I don't know, but I just have always enjoyed the production and the feeling of being on stage and having fun with it.
Garth is an entertainer, and so are you.
Absolutely.
Like,
thank you.
Vibes, energy, it matches.
I love what I do, and it shows sometimes.
It does.
Obviously, we just played the song not too long ago. Where can people go buy or download that song?
Everywhere. Anywhere that you can buy or download or stream or any of that fun stuff, it is available, so please go do so.
Okay.
You heard it here first, folks. So, do you have any gigs coming up? I know things are starting to get back to normal, thank God.
Right.
They are. They're trending in the right direction, finally. And we do. We have several coming up. So most recently tonight, we will be at Point Marie, right? Concert, outdoors, the whole nine yards, big show, big lights, big PA, the grand stuff. And we're really excited. We'll be releasing the song. We'll be out there playing to everyone.
Cool.
We want everyone to come out. Baton Rouge, Capital City. Yeah. Weather looks awesome. Let's do it.
Where can people get tickets for that?
So Point Marie is on Facebook.
Yeah.
And you can get them through our Facebook page as well, Chase Tyler Band. And they're going to be selling them at the gate as well.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
walk up.
Point Marie is such a cool place, and it's really pretty. I went there for the first time last weekend, and I loved it.
Mm-hmm. When I'm on stage, if I look to my right, I can see the tower, the Burj Tower. So it's that close, and it just is. It's right there on the river. It's a very, very beautiful venue, and we are excited to be out there.
Yay!
So like you said, you have a couple gigs booked. Where can people go find a full list of everywhere that you have booked so far?
So we have pretty much every social media platform out there. I think we even just got a TikTok.
Come on! Yeah. We're TikTokers!
So I'm fixing to get into the TikTok world.
Yes, we can help you out with that.
You're going to have to, because I'm really starting to try to navigate my way through it, and it's very difficult, okay? Just because I'm not used to it, so I've got to get used to it. But
I'm sure your daughter can help you out.
She knows way more about it than I do, which is sad, I know, but it's the truth. That's the world we live in.
Right.
But the easiest thing is just go to our webpage, our Facebook page. Of course, we list all of our dates month to month, and we have some fun stuff coming up, including opening for Uncle Cracker.
Whoa!
So you just never know. Like, we go from one extreme to the next.
That's exciting.
It is. It should be a lot of fun and different, if nothing else.
Last time I saw him, he was super drunk at Bayou Country Superfest on stage.
That sounds about right.
That's going to be a good one.
That's going to fit with how I'm probably going to be.
Exactly.
So it's going to be a great concert.
It'd be like that. So we have a question for you.
I do questions, yeah.
Question of the day today is, would you rather live 500 years in the future or 500 years in the past? We do these every day. We have them on our Facebook page, so we had to ask you.
Well, I'm going to tell you, with the way things are going right now,
right.
And that's all I'm going to say, I'm going to have to go with the past. I'm a huge believer in you can't go anywhere unless you know where you've been, where you come from. And
I like that.
I think I would definitely say the past. I think 500 years, sure, there was a lot going on back then that I don't realize.
Right.
And I can only imagine how it was.
You're going to find out.
Then, but I definitely don't know that I want to be here in 500 years.
Right. I agree. So, I agree.
I get that. Past, yeah. I get that.
All right. We also have to hate on you just a little bit.
Oh.
I know. I
cannot imagine, but
so
let's do it.
Go for
we
it, Brittany.
We know that you're a huge Peeps fan.
I am a huge Peeps fan. Yes.
I can't stand Peeps. But I look.
What is the
different strokes? But we yesterday talked about on the show about Pepsi and the Peeps collaborating together, and it's a Pepsi Peeps drink.
I have been tagged in that no less than 12 times today already. I had no clue. And immediately I wake up in the morning, it's like ding, 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 ding. Anything to do with Peeps.
Yeah.
Any kind
of
cereal that comes out.
Right.
People. And it is amazing. We did a show last weekend, and someone brought me a Walmart bag, and there must have been, no lie, 1,000 Peeps.
Shut up.
I took a picture of it. I'm going to have to post it.
You must work out a lot.
So the thing is, it's moderation. It's anything to do with moderation. I love Peeps, but moderation, you know. But
one box for breakfast, one for lunch, one for dinner.
They're so good. They're so good. But the Peeps Pepsi thing, that might be just a step too far.
Yeah. That's kind of what we thought, too.
We'll see. That might be a step too. I love the cereal. I have the Peeps cereal.
I'm all about
the Peeps cereal.
Of course you do.
But
interesting.
The Pepsi, I haven't had it, so maybe it's amazing, but we'll see.
I'm willing to try it, I guess.
We're going to have to get our hands on it next time you're in here. We're all going to try it together.
No doubt. I like
it. We'll do it together. I have some people to do it with me. Maybe that'll be a lot better.
We could do that for sure.
There we go. Well, Chase, thank you so much for stopping by. We love you.
Thank y'all for having me. Love you guys, too.
Yes, and can't wait to, you know, for things to be back to normal. We can all go hang out, play music, drink, you know.
Yes.
Whatever we do.
Stuff.
Right.
Show and have some shots or something.
Okay.
Like that.
You twisted my arm. 100.7 The Tiger.